Chapter 5: The Way We Make Judgments and Related Difficulties from a Social Psychological Perspective. Social Cognition. What is social cognition? From Social Psychology, 8th edition, 1994, by Taylor, Peplau, and Sayers, the following definition appears in the glossary: the study of how people form inferences and make judgments from social information. This can simply be restated as the study of how people make inferences and judgments about others. In reality, there are probably many ways that judgments and inferences are made. The process and the information used will most likely vary with the individual, his or her psychological state, and the social and cultural group the individual belongs to. This often results in faulty judgments, which can often be corrected later in time. The most important points to understand are that the judgments people make in the conventional social environment are usually made very rapidly, and the judgmental process is usually done partly or totally on an unconscious level. That is, the person making a judgment may not be aware of the steps and all the details he or she used to make the judgment. It is usually necessary to make quick judgments without thinking about the steps. Some of the many dynamics, factors, and difficulties involved with such judgments are presented in the following paragraphs, along with related information. Social inference. What is social inference? Social inference is the process that we use to make judgments about people and social and cultural groups. The process and the resulting judgments are not necessarily accurate or inaccurate. However, the entire process is influenced by psychological, social, and cultural conditions, which often cause inaccurate judgments. Social inference can be represented by the following steps. The following phrases, in quotation marks, were taken from page 80 of Social Psychology, 8th edition, 1994, by Taylor, Peplau, and Sayers. 1. Information gathering. Gathering information. Potential problems. Using prior expectations to guide information search. A primary difficulty with information gathering is we can gather the wrong information. This can happen for many reasons, such as faulty beliefs of where to find information or what data to look for. The faulty beliefs that interfere with a good information search could be based on experiences that do not apply to the current situation. This difficulty can partly be circumvented by carefully assessing beliefs about the information search for potential problems, by gathering additional information over several days if time permits, having two or more people search for information independently if feasible. 2. Selecting the information to utilize. Decision what information to use. Potential pitfalls. Using mood to guide memory. Drawing on prior expectations to decide what is relevant. Failing to notice biases in information. Being swayed by case history. Information. More information generally is gathered than can be evaluated. Thus, the most relevant or useful information must be selected. The selection process can be influenced by the current emotional state of the individual, which can result in selecting or focusing on the wrong information. A general example is if we are in a good mood, we might remember the positive information more than the negative and vice versa. Other potential problems include relying on experiences or expectations that are not relevant to the current situation. In addition, we may be influenced by irrelevant case histories. The difficulties can partly be circumvented by having two or more people gathering information independently, and selecting and reselecting the information over a period of time. 3. Combining the information that was selected into a meaningful whole. Putting the information together. Potential problems. Using too little information. Using the wrong information. Combining information erratically. There are many problems that can interfere with the process at this point. There can be inadequate information to make an accurate judgment. The wrong information may have been gathered. The information could be combined in the wrong way. Inappropriate amounts of weight could be placed on some of the information, which can be too little weight or too much. These difficulties can partly be circumvented by evaluating whether the information is adequate, is correct, is organized in a way that would allow for an accurate judgment. 4. Making a final judgment or decision based on steps 1, 2, and 3. Potential problems. There can be many difficulties making a final judgment that is truly accurate. All the potential problems of steps 1, 2, and 3 can cause poor judging. there are a number of ways of circumventing the problems of final judgment. One of them is to make a number of judgments over a period of time, the longer the time period the better. With this method, the evaluator sees if his judgments are in agreement or are in disagreement. If they are all inconsistent, there is either inadequate information to make a decision and/or the information is not organized in a way that would allow for an accurate judgment, which indicates a need to repeat steps 1, 2, and 3. If the judgment can be experimentally tested, the process can be extremely accurate. If the test indicates a failure, then steps 1, 2, and 3 must be repeated. Schematic processing schemas are often used by people in processing information and making judgments. Schemas can be involve a four-step process discussed above. Of course, they may not be consciously aware of the fact that they are using schemas. The use of schemas can reduce processing time and facilitate memory. However, there can be potential problems using schemas in this way. Often our schemas are simply inaccurate. Many people hold stereotyped prejudicial schemas about various groups in our society. The way to reduce these difficulties is to be aware of the schemas we are using to make a judgment, and then try to consciously evaluate the validity of the schema. Repeating the evaluation over time can increase accuracy. However, there very often is not enough time to do either of the above. For example, if we see a person walking toward us on a deserted, dimly lit street at night, who fits our schema of a mugger, there is little time to make assessments about the accuracy of our schema. The best judgment in such cases is to make the safest decision, which in this case is to walk quickly in the opposite direction. Following the judgment of others. Another technique that people often use to make decisions is simply to follow the judgments of others, such as friends, the social group, their leaders and experts. The disadvantage of this is the judgments can be quite wrong or destructive. This is seen in the social groups of some young people who get involved with drugs, heavy drinking, and smoking cigarettes. The most important factor determining a person's judgments is probably based on the social and cultural groups that he belongs to. The way to circumvent the weaknesses of this is to select social groups that appear to be making wise judgments. In addition, use judgments from different sources, such as various social groups, people from various age groups, experts and friends. If there is agreement, the judgment has a greater possibility of being sound. In addition, if other methods are used to evaluate the judgments, the soundness of decisions would increase. The concluding ideas from the above, and our experiences with living in a social world, we know that the judgments people make are not always accurate and sound. We see people getting into trouble because of poor judgments, which can involve criminal acts, drug taking, etc. In general, the quality of our judgments can be increased by all of the following. Make judgments over a period of time when possible. Many of us have developed the habit of making quick judgments. This is not always necessary. When there is time to postpone a final judgment of a relatively complicated nature, it is best to postpone it. Making a number of preliminary judgments over time may increase the soundness of the final judgment. If all the preliminary judgments agree, the final judgment will be quite simple. If there are many different preliminary judgments, the actions to take are to postpone the final decision until there is consistency of the preliminary judgments. Inconsistent preliminary judgments can indicate emotional conflict and/or lack of adequate information to make a sound decision. Check to see if there is adequate information to make a good judgment. If the information is inadequate, simply seek additional information that will help with the decision. Check the validity of the information that is being used to make a decision if time permits. If the information was obtained from word of mouth or other unreliable sources, this step is especially important. In general, it is a good idea to make some estimate on the probable accuracy of the information. If the information that must be used is of questionable accuracy, the judgment will be of questionable validity. Such questionable judgments should not be considered final. Make the safest judgment. When there is no time to follow the above steps, very often we must make very quick decisions. If we are in error, it can cost us our lives in some cases. The best solution is the safest decision possible. That is, The judging should be based on reducing the risks.